This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said his government had done everything it could to minimize loss of life in the coronavirus pandemic and the country's death rate 100,000. He said that it takes full responsibility for everything the government has done. Britain will see more deaths from coronavirus before a vaccination program takes effect. England's chief medical officer, Chris Woody, said that after the country toll exceeded 100,000, Johnson said he does not want European Union countries to restrict the supply of coronavirus vaccines to Britain, saying the lesson of the pandemic is that nations need to work together. Prime Minister added he was confident of maintaining the COVID-19 vaccine supply. The World Health Organization issued fresh clinical advice Tuesday for treating COVID-19 patients, including those displaying persistent symptoms after recovery, and also said that it advised using low-dose anticoagulants to prevent blood clots. The WHO spokesperson, Margaret Harris, told a briefing in Geneva that the WHO-led team of independent experts currently in the central city of Wuhan, Chinese city of Wuhan, human cases detected in 2019 is due to leave quarantine in the next 2 days to pursue its work with China research on the virus again. U.S. President Biden says the U.S. stepping vaccine deliveries to states over the next 3 weeks. Experts expect to provide enough doses to vaccinate 300 million Americans by the end of the summer or early fall. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin have held their first conversation as counterparts in a phone call that underscored the troubled relations between the former Cold War foes. According to the White House, Biden raised concerns about the arrest of opposition figure Alexei Navalny, Russia's alleged involvement in a massive cyber espionage campaign, and reports of Russian bounties on American troops to Afghanistan. The Kremlin, meanwhile, Putin's response to Biden's proposal to extend the remaining U.S.-Russia arms control treaty. The United States has announced restoration of relations with the Palestinians, AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
The Biden administration is restoring relations with the Palestinians and renewing aid to Palestinian refugees. The moves reverse Trump administration policy and the new administration's support for a two-state solution to the decades-old conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians. Acting U.S. Ambassador Richard Mills made the announcement to a high-level virtual meeting of the United Nations Security Council. The Trump administration was heavily pro-Israel, recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv, and closing the Palestinian Liberation Organization's Washington office in September 2018. Mike Rossi, Washington.
The United States has also Eritrea, Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region. A State Department spokesperson in an email to the Associated Press cites credible reports of looting, sexual violence, assaults in refugee camps, and other human rights abuses. Spokesperson says there's also evidence Eritrean soldiers forcibly returning Eritrean refugees from Tigray to Eritrea. The statement reflects the pressure by the Biden administration on the government of Ethiopia, Africa's second most populous country, and other combatants as the deadly fighting in Tigray nears the three-month mark. The U.S. stance has shifted dramatically from the early days of the conflict when the Trump administration praised Eritrea for its restraint. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Antony Blinken to be Secretary of State, paving the way for the Biden administration's eventual reversal of the Trump administration's policies. Blinken was confirmed by 72-22 to serve as the country's top diplomat, filling the most senior cabinet position and one that is fourth in the presidential succession. At a confirmation hearing last week, he said he is ready to confront the challenges posed by China, Iran, Russia, and North Korea. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.